really to help out our mate Jaben, who's been cut from a groom's party.
Yeah. Yeah. And surprisingly, he's not the only one that's been through this.
Look at all the people lining up to tell us.
I know.
Yeah.
Jeez. We've hit a nerve here. Yep. 131060 is the number. You do get in the running to be our call of the week by telling your story, and you could score $500 to spend at the Iconic. Let's talk to Lisa. Hi.
Good morning, guys. How are you?
Good. Are you the dropper or the droppee?
I got dropped.
You got dropped from the bridal party. Yeah, what happened? Yeah. How does this happen?
Yeah. Well, look, after, 28 years of friendship, they decided to get married probably 3 years into their relationship, and I got told that because I have tattoo sleeves, their partner didn't want them visible in the photos.
To wear a long-sleeved bridesmaid's dress.
Yeah, no, it wasn't the go, but I found out a few months after they got married that their partner wanted their tattoos to be on display so no one else's could be.
What?
Wow. Wow. That is so full on.
And so did you still attend the wedding?
I did, but I sat myself at the back of the reception and the wedding, and I was like, you know what, I'm not happy with this, but, 5 months after they got married, 28 years of friendship down the drain. So
no.
Yeah, right. Are they still together?
Look, I have no idea because I don't have them on anything.
Oh, wow.
I hope they split up. I hope it was a disaster.
Look, I hope one of them's got a face tattoo or something.
Yeah, that's right.
Oh, that's such a bummer.
But this is it. These are the superficial things over weddings that can happen.
Weddings are supposed to be like the most joyful, amazing days, and then people are busting up friendships over it.
What about this from Ash? Ash, you were the dumper.
I was, yeah.
Oh, Ashley. Okay.
Ash, oh,
talk me through how this happens.
So we've been friends for like, maybe 6 to 8 years.
Yep.
And then I finally got engaged after 9 years and 3 kids.
love it.
And then I had to pick, we come to time to pick our bridal party, and I chose a friend that I've been friends with for 15 years to be my maid of honour. You make up the cute little boxes and you hand them out to everyone. And I gave her like a will you be my bridesmaid thing. And she looked at me and she's like, oh, I thought I was going to be maid of honour. And I was like, I've gone with my other friend because, we've been friends longer and blah, blah, blah. And it kind of just went downhill from there.
No.
So like I took so much drama for so many months. And then it comes to organising my hens, which my maid of honour did.
Yeah.
And then this other friend rang me and she's like, look, I don't think I'm going to come because, I'm just not comfortable that I'm not maid of honour. And, she was real salty about it. And then, a couple months later, I was like, look, this is not worth the drama. Like, weddings are so stressful in themselves.
This is a movie.
It is. It was like a movie. I had to ring her and I was like, look, you're my bridesmaid. I want you part of my hens. And, this is a huge thing for me and I've really wanted this for a long time. And she made it about her. And I was like, look, this is not enough. And I was like, okay, I'm really sorry, but I don't want you in my bridal party anymore.
That's a tough call to make, isn't it?
And it stressed me out for months and months. And I felt terrible doing it, but it was just more drama than it needed to be, really.
Yeah, people make it all about themselves.
Yeah, how dare they? It's all about you.
Yeah, we haven't spoken since.
Oh, bummer.
So that friendship's completely gone. She's not coming to my wedding.
Oh, when's the wedding?
I was supposed to be getting married next month, but I've had to postpone because of COVID. So I'm not getting married till May.
Oh, wow. And so she won't be there unless some sort of friendship miracle happens.
That's sad because at one point you guys were good friends.
Mates.
Yeah.
We were. We were really good friends. We were really, really close. But
hard when somebody else has an expectation. Yeah. It's like, of course I'm going to be the maid of honour, but it's not up to you to decide that. It's up to the person getting married.
Yeah, 100%. Well, what about Ross? Ross, round this thing out for us, mate. You the dumper or the dumpee?
I am the dumpy.
Oh, buddy.
Here we go.
What did you do?
All right. 2011, I moved from England to Australia, to get on with my life. 2014, my best mate of 15 years calls me up and tells me he's getting married.
Yes.
And I'm like, dude, I am there for you. He's like, yeah, not only that, I want you to be the best man. I was like, solid. I am there. Just let me know. Anyway, months of conversations back and forth about what we were going to do. I told him I wouldn't be able to organize anything until I got back to England. like a stag party or anything. He's like, yeah, no worries, We'll sort it all out when you get here. So the wedding's in June of 2014. Mm-hmm. I turn up at the end of May. I tell him I've got plans for the stag do. He's like, yeah, cool, let's get it sorted. We go for the suit fitting, we get tried out, and then he tells me that he's got another friend of his is helping out with the best man duties. And I was like, oh, what do you mean, like, helping out?
He's it's like, not oh, a well, two-person job.
Exactly. He goes, well, we've actually already had the stag party. We went abroad for that.
Man. People have messed up, hey?
Like, yeah. And I was like, all right, fine. So what if we just go out for some drinks or something? And he said, no. Like, it's already done. I just need you to do some running around, collect some bits for the bride's bridal party and everything, and do this and do that. And I did. And I said, and what about my speech? Like, where's that coming? He's like, yeah, we don't actually need you to do a speech.
Dude.
I was like, so what exactly am I doing in this wedding? He's like, so you're really just a guest.
Oh, no, Ross!
So, you are still mates? What's the go?
No. Like, we broke up as friends shortly after.
Dude!
He's been one of those guys that throughout my life, you know, he lies to you. He extends the truth with everything. And this was just final straw. And I got on the plane, came back to Australia. But the silver lining was I met a woman at that wedding because of the table that I was put on. And we've been together 7 years. We're now married. We've got a beautiful kid. We own a house in Australia.
Oh, amazing!
That's awesome! Yes.
Yeah, a year after the wedding, he got divorced. So, sucks to be here.